morning, everyone. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, all one word. And I am Emma L on Audioboo. You join me here on my way to the bus stop. It is a very foggy, frosty morning. There's a lot of fog about, so visibility is a little poor. I haven't made an Audioboo in a few days, actually, so I thought it was rather about time I got back in the saddle, so to speak. What was I going to say? Oh, first of all, it's my Twitter anniversary today. I am 2 years on Twitter today. So, that kind of makes me smile. It doesn't feel like 2 years, actually. But it is 2 years, and I think in the first year, I found Twitter. I'd read about it, and I thought, I'm interested to know what it's about. And I think I was in Scotland on a holiday, and I thought, when I get back, I'm going to look up Twitter and see what the hell Twitter is. And I'd heard Philip Schofield talking about Twitter. He is Schofe, S-C-H-O-F-E, if you want to find him on Twitter. I heard him talk about it, and I looked it up, and I thought, okay, this looks rather cool, so I signed up, and I decided on Sunday Twist, and that was me. And I used it for quite a while, and gathered the people I wanted to follow, and people followed me back, and everything like that. But then I think I stopped using it for a while then. And then I came back, and I don't think I've looked back ever since. It's funny, actually, you get so used to going on Twitter. You know, you see something, or something happens, and you think, God, I've got to Twitter that. I've got to post that on Twitter. See what other people think of X, Y, and Z. Or you're watching a TV program, and you make an observation about the program, and you think, I wonder, is anyone else watching My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding or something? I'll post that on Twitter. It kind of has become integral now that whatever you're doing, whatever you're watching, whatever you're reading, whatever you're seeing right in front of you is captured on Twitter. So it's kind of become integral. And actually, it's funny, when the site goes down and you can't access Twitter, it's like meltdown. Oh my God, what am I going to do? There's no Twitter. But it just shows you how technology has made it possible for this to happen, for us to feel this way. And then, you know, you can get Twitter on the move. So you can get Twitter on your phone, on your computer, on your iPad, on your iTouch, or whatever device you want to use. It's just amazing. Just wish I bloody owned Twitter. Be a very rich person. So, in front of me right now, it's amazing, actually, the fog. You just cannot see straight in front of you, so I feel really sorry for drivers and stuff, so the bus. So I was actually prepared today. I brought with me my hat, my scarf, and some gloves, so I shan't freeze today. So, So I just thought I'd make that observation about Twitter. It's really amazing. I don't use Facebook. I tried it once, but I couldn't really grasp the point of it. I know people say they can't grasp the point of Twitter, and that to me is absurd, really, but you know, each their own. I love Twitter. I love its simplistic nature, really. You follow who you want. If they want, they follow you back. You can follow celebrities. You don't have to go through the interrogation of, why are you adding me? Because they like what you post. It's just simple. It's just great. And I'm a big fan of old Twitter, and I really hope, against hope, they don't bin it. But I know they will, so I shall go into mourning when that happens. So it's really cold. So I'm going to wait by the bus stop in case I end up missing this bus in the fog. So I'll speak to you guys very, very soon. Take care. Bye.